Welcome back, folks. So we are now going to explore the main thrust of my story here. Let's just get into it so you can see what I'm getting at. This is Chapter 7, The Game. Like anything else in the world, happiness is a commodity. It is bought and sold at various different rates in the store of life. The only stipulation is that the owner of said store requires that you wear a blindfold while picking out a product. That's how I feel most of the time. I am not sure exactly what I'm picking, but I sure as hell know what I'm trying to get. Happiness. Happiness comes in many flavors. You got the simple smile, you got something that looks like a frown, but one that comes with a sexy moan. And then there is some of the more fuzzy stuff that comes with hallucinogens and other various stimulants. These are a little harder to define, but they are still happiness regardless. To some degree, the search for happiness is automatic. We may do it without really knowing we are doing it. We may not even know why. I've always been somewhat reasonable about the happiness thing. Normal adult life can be hard and often boring. A lot of the fun and frolic of childhood gets ripped away, and we seem stuck in an endless grind for survival. Happiness does not just come automatically anymore, so we have to go out and find it. What I have found is that sex and personal relations, whether long or short-lived, are the easiest way to find happiness and providence. Some encounters are certainly better than others, but I always end up looking back on those meetings with something of a thrill and a reminder that I really, really enjoy having orgasms. I enjoy giving them too. As an adult, this is how I play. It's incredibly selfish, but the person I am with is often being selfish too. We're just two kids in the schoolyard playing hide and seek, only it is really easy to find each other now and our dicks end up penetrating each other. I'm not sure if we actually slept. I think we did. Either way, it was morning and we were awake. Camilla was searching through my phone, and I was staring at that spinning fan blade above her bed. We were not even talking. We'd already grown so comfortable with one another that we were perfectly content to just lie in bed naked together and be silent. It was during this silence that I decided to sit up and have a look around the room I was in. Everything, and I mean everything, was frilly and specially customized. Definitely a girl's room. There were pillows everywhere, all sewn up by hand, it seemed. All of these pillows had little sayings on them, like I had momentarily seen the previous evening. If I only had a dollar, ... The thing I love most is, ... You know you're happy when, ...
Why are none of these sayings complete? I asked her. I mean, I had to. It was like the unwritten rule of this household. If I had not done it, she probably would have asked why I didn't.
Looking up from my stolen phone, Camilla replied, If you finish a saying, then that's what it'll always be. I don't really like that. I find it's best to just keep things open-ended so that the interpretation keeps changing. Also, everyone always thinks of a different ending to them.
Did you make all these pillows yourself? I asked with incredible interest.
Yeah. I actually really like sewing. I have a room with a sewing machine and lots of material. I don't do it just as a job. Didn't I mention this at the coffee shop?
I don't remember.
Me neither.
I was further mesmerized by the pink bat. I even liked the idea of writing unfinished phrases. If I had seen these at the store, I might have bought some of them. Taking a moment to look again at the three examples in front of me, I grinned and attempted to finish them.
If I only had a dollar,
I'd have $2,
she giggled.
The thing I love most is
the thing I never thought I'd find.
She appeared contemplative.
You know you're happy when you're balls deep and the cutest bat in the world.
Oh, I bet that one is extra true, she smiled toothily.
I grinned and squirmed, laying back down next to her. I think they're all true.
Technically, how could they be wrong? You wrote them that way. I just finished them.
That last sentence may have been the single most romantic thing I have ever said in my entire life. It was all downhill from there. If they had made a romantic comedy about my life, that would be the line that everyone would repeat ad nauseam for eternity.
Camilla responded appropriately by snuggling up close to me.
It was at this point that I was able to see what she was looking at on my phone. She was very boldly sliding around on my various dating and hookup apps. I was not offended or upset. I was more curious about what she thought of my activity.
"There's so many kinds of people here," she said casually.
"Is that a problem?" I asked.
"No, I think it's pretty neat that you get along with so many types."
"It doesn't always work out, but I like the adventure. I'm just not always sure I'm picking a good one."
"I bet," she nodded with understanding. "It's like going on a blind date every single time."
That was an interesting perspective. I never really looked at it like a blind date. To me, it was more like an uncertain hole. Sometimes you just gotta take a chance and see if it'll end up fun or not.
She looked at me with eyes that fairly glow with curiosity. "You really like sex, don't you?"
I lean in real close to her. This tactic was to make very certain that the impact of what I was about to say would hit like a truck. "I live to fuck and get fucked. Sex is absolutely my favorite thing to do with anyone." And then we kissed. I mean, we pretty much had to. It was in the rule book or something. After we locked lips, she returned to my phone and remarked,
"I wish I was so brave. You're the only one I really ever connected with. A lot of the guys on here make me nervous."
And here is where it began. I said something completely as a joke, but it wasn't a joke. It was the beginning of something I have since referred to as the game. Capital T, capital G. The game. And the thing that I said was this. "You pick one for me and I'll pick one for you." He stared at me with big, adorable eyes that went through three perfect phases of emotion. Number one, surprise. Number two, serious consideration. Number three, mischievousness. And then the surprise fourth phase, determination. "Let's do it."
"What?"
"Let's just do it."
"Do what?"
"Pick each other's sexual partners."
At this point, I had actually already forgotten the joke I had made. I thought she might be making a new joke unrelated to whatever it was I had said. I was completely lost, at least for the moment. She pressed her paw against my arm and shoved to wake me up.
"I'm serious. I'm always living my life without finishing anything. I write quotes that don't have endings, but you complete them."
I was still confused.
I began to attempt to get out of the mud I was stuck in, full reverse followed by second gear.
"I wouldn't have had an ending without you writing the first part."
"Exactly!"
she squeaked.
"Wow, I think I must have taken a stupid pill or something." I tried to rattle back through the transcript in my head, but I kept accidentally skipping to the part where I was fucking her brains out. I rubbed my eyes and groaned for a moment. I was getting horny again, but I knew it wasn't the time. I had to figure out what she was talking about. And I just knew the problem was me.
"Wait, full stop, just start over. I think I'm just groggy or something. What are you suggesting we do again?"
"It's like a game," she tells me.
That was the first time it was ever called a game. It was the game, like with the capital letters I was talking about.
"I'll start randomly picking out your dates from these apps, and you have to go with whatever I pick. Then, when it's over, you can come back and see me and tell me all about it. In return, you can do the same for me."
It finally clicked, but I was still skeptical.
"Do you even have a list?
It sounded like you just sort of found me and went for it."
The pink bat nodded.
"Yep, I haven't really looked at anybody but you. At least not very hard. I'm too shy to anyhow. I want you to pick people out for me. I'll give you complete control, and then I'll tell you what it was like."
"You'll probably hate it, though," I countered.
"Maybe. But I also might have fun."
"Might be horrible."
"Or exciting."
"It could really end up being
an experience we'll never forget."
We stared into each other's eyes. The connection. The bond. The completion of unfinished phrases. It was so real and wonderful in the moment. How could I say no to this?
"Okay."
"Okay?"
She checked just to be sure.
"Yeah, let me see your phone."
"Okay."
It had begun.
That's it, folks. Yes, this is basically the big thing that happens in my story. It's going to be a wild ride.
Still, you have to tune in next time to see where it goes. This has been Buddy the Rat, and I'll see you all next time.